Hey, this is Dr. Leung. Our patient's last name is F as in Frank, A E D as in Doctor. First name is P A R V as in Victor, A N E H. Date of visit is date of visit is February 3, 2023. Date of birth is March 24, 1950. Next server, a referring physician is referring physician is Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z as in zebra, L-O-U-M-D. Next, we have dear Dr. G-H-A-R-A-G-O-Z-L-O-U. After pleasure to see P-A-R-V as in Victor, A-N-E-H today for initial evaluation for headache. Next, we have Mr. President of Administration. It's a 72-year-old. A female comes, she has headaches at first time. Majority of the history is provided by the daughter. First time, according to the daughter, comma, patient has been having headaches for many years. So first time, patient tells me that the headache is bitemporal and bilateral. First up, patient tells me it's a dull headache pain. First up, headache intensity could be as severe as 7 to 8 out of 10. First up, patient, the pain is constant. First up, patient has been taking Tylenol for it. First up, Tylenol helps the headaches. So first up, patient also had patient denies any nausea and vomiting. First of all, denies any sensitivity to light. First of all, a memory deficit. First off, her memory is not as good as previously. First off, patient short-term memory loss. First off, patient misplaces things a lot. First off, next number, past medical history, a headache. Next number, heart bypass surgery. Next number, depression. Next number, a cardiac stent placement. Next number, past surgical history, cardiac bypass surgery in year 2000. Next number, cardiac stent placement in 2022. Next up, paragraph of current medications. Current medications. Patient medication include Montelukast, aspirin 81 milligrams per day, Zetia, lorazepam as needed. Montelukast, Ondansetron, Rizatriptan, 10 milligrams as needed. Next number, Rosuvastatin. Next number, Sertraline. Next number, allergies. Allergies, patient did not list any allergies to any medication. Next up, surgical supervision is divorced with three children. First up, patient is currently not working. Patient does not smoke. First up, patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, parents and two brothers have bypass heart surgery. First up, a brother also have next up, review system, patient's hearing problems, short of breath, abdominal pain, heartburn, acid reflux symptoms, joint pain, muscle pain, cramps, tingling, numbness, depression, first up. Next up, paragraph, chronic tension headache, first up. A patient has been having chronic tension headache for many years, first up. It's bilateral headaches, I believe that her headaches are may also be contributed by the chronic depression. First of all, a patient tells me that, explain to the patient clearly that depression can cause chronic headaches. The first of all, patient started on Zoloft 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, first of all. Next paragraph, patient has already had an MRI done. First of all, it shows a lacuna infarct in November 7 of 2020 for 2022 for start Nyxoah recommendation, excluding the patient of above diagnosis. Nyxoah will recommend patient for trial of Topamax 25 milligrams 1 POQHS a comma for headache prevention for start, excluding the patient common side effects from the medication. Nyxoah will also recommend patient continue to have treatment for depression for start, excluding the patient that the chronic depression can cause chronic headaches. For start, patient tells me that she's taking Zoloft and lorazepam as needed for stomach disorder. Patient also has a complaint of a memory loss for stomach disorder. We schedule a patient for an EEG study come to evaluate for memory loss for stomach disorder. A patient follow with me in a month for stomach disorder. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Kim, K-I-M. First name is Dawn, D-A-W-N. Date of visit is... date of visit is April 7, 2023. Date of birth is April 6, 1942. Referring physician is N-A-S-E-E-M. Last name is F-S-M Frank, A-T-I-M-A. Next paragraph is Dr. Fatima. I have the pleasure to see DAWN today for initial evaluation for memory loss. Next, she complained memory loss of Mustafa. History present in administration is an 81-year-old female. She complained memory loss of Mustafa. Sure, the history is provided by the husband, Mustafa. According to the husband, conversation and having short-term memory deficit of Mustafa. A patient would repeat asking the same questions. Mustafa patient would misplace things very easily. Mustafa patient would forget things very easily. Mustafa, most of the memories are short-term memory loss, kind of worse than the long-term memory loss of Mustafa. Also, insomnia problems, of course, patient's difficulty to fall asleep at night, of course, denies any hemi faces, hemi body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia, of course, next number. Next number, past medical history. Past medical history, history of diabetes and high blood pressure. Next one, past surgical history, cataract surgery and bladder cancer surgery. Next level, current medication, atorvastatin, levothyroxine, amlodipine, metformin, and remifluran. Next one, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next one, social history, patients married with one child, first time patients retired. Patient quit smoking 48 years ago, first time patient drinks alcohol on a daily basis. If the patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, family history. Mother passed away 40 years ago with stroke. First of a review system. Patient has found a urinary frequency. First of patient's occasional joint pain. First of neurologic examination, mental state examination. Patient knows today is April 17, 2023. First of patient that does not know the name of the President of the United States. A first-step patient does not know the next holiday. First-step, a serial 7 is 2 out of 5. First-step, patient is able to produce 7 words in 60 seconds with the letter M. A first-step, next number. 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3. Is 2 out of 3. I'm sorry. 5-minute short-term recall is 2 out of 3. First-step, is for impression. Impression number one. Impression number one, Alzheimer's disease. A patient has poor short-term memory loss. First, a patient will repeat questions over and over again. First, a patient will misplace things very easily. Does not know the next holiday. Patient does not know the name of the President of the United States. A 5-minute short-term recall is 2 out of 3. Impression number two, insomnia. Next level recommendation, explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next level, explain to the husband of the above diagnosis. Next level, we'll start a patient on memantine 10 milligrams once a day. First level, explain to the patient common side effects. Next level, we'll call the lab a comma to get all the lab tests that she has done. Next level, I will also obtain an EEG study comma to evaluate for brain waves, to be available for brain waves next summer. Will also obtain a brain MRI for start next summer. The brain MRI will be useful to rule out multi-infarct dementia next summer. While recommendation continue to take the Tylenol PM for insomnia symptoms, explain the patient common side effects next summer. Marks that inhabitation. Or confusion probably in 1 month of a sure this marks that inhabitation. Next patient, last name is Fulyana. First name is Munawar. Date of birth is May 11, 2023. Date of birth is March 1, 1946. Our referring physician is Dr. Ruhula. It's Ruhullah. Next one, Dr. Ruhula. It's a pleasure to see Munawar today. I'm going to show you variation for memory loss. Next, I've heard of a chief complaint memory loss for suffer. Next official person in this patient is a 77-year-old female. How she can have memory loss. So first up, majority of the history is provided by a husband. For some, according to the husband, conversation has been having short-term memory losses. For some, the memory loss is progressively worsening over the past year or so. For some, the patient knows that what is the significant short-term memory loss. So first up, the short-term memory loss is worse than the long-term memory loss. The first up, patient would misplace things very easily. First up, patient's difficulty with names. So first up, of a patient in Anthony Henry, police says how many body sensory changes the clopia, dysarthry, and dysphagia. Next one, past medical history, diabetes. Next number, coronary artery disease with a left carotid endarterectomy. Next number, carotid artery stenosis. Next one, past surgical history, right knee surgery. Next one, permanent condition, Lyrica, losartan, metformin, calcium. Next, paragraph allergies, drug allergies, interest, social history, patients married with four children, first off, patients homemaker, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Interest, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, review system, patient has joint pain and knee pain, first off. Diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. For some, it shows mild background slowing, kind of consistent with Alzheimer's disease. Next sort of impression, the Alzheimer's disease, mild. Alzheimer's disease mild. A patient has a significant short-term memory deficit. However, is able to remember the year and month. Patient does not know the exact date. Patient knows this is she lives in Dublin, California. Patient knows the president of the United States. Next paragraph, the nation explains the patient and the husband of the above diagnosis. Next, I'm recommending patient to take amimentin 10 milligrams once a day for the patient common side effects from the medication. Next summer, I will call the lab a comment to make sure she got some general metabolic workup the first time. Summer, explain to the patient common side effects from the medication. Next summer, recommendation follow with me in 1 month. First step, if she's able to tolerate the medication, will increase it to twice a day. First step, next paragraph. Go back to a neurological examination, at neurological examination, physical examination, neurological examination, patient's mental state examination, patient's awake and alert. First off, a patient knows today's April of 2023. First off, however, a patient does not know the exact date. First off, patient knows she lives in Dublin, California. First off, patient knows the president of the United States is Biden. First off, a 0-7 is 3 out of 5. First off, 5-minute short-term recall is 2 out of 3. First off, a patient does not know the holidays. So first up, patient's intact judgment and patient's intact judgment. So first up, patient has patient's intact proverb. A patient has intact judgment. So first up, this marks as an affectation. Next patient, last name is Plants, T-L-A-N-T-S. First name is Michael. This is March 31, 2023. Their birth is December 28, 1950. Next referring physician is A. Garg, G-A-R-G-M-D, G-A-R-G. Next up, I do Dr. Garg. I have the pleasure to see Michael today for initial evaluation for dementia. Next up, Mr. President, this patient is a 72-year-old male from a chief employer for dementia. First, the majority of the history is provided by the ex-wife, first of all, who is also a caregiver, first of all. According to the ex-wife, a patient has been seeing the VA for dementia, first of all. The patient was suspected to have frontotemporal lobe dementia, first of all. Patient started 2 years ago. Tama has a significant memory deficit, first of all. Patient has a decreased ability with the hygiene, so first of all, patient is not paying the bills, so first of all, patient appear dirty after the appointment. So first of all, patient quit paying rent. First of all, patient has become a poor ability to with a bill payment. First of all, patient is not able to take care of himself for the activity of daily living. First of all, United Hemiphoresis, Hemibody sensory changes associated with software and dysphagia. Next for past medical history. The United States significant past medical history, next one past medical history, non-insured medication, none. Next one allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Next one social history, patient divorced with no children. First off, patient used for work for AT&T until retirement. First off, patient does not smoke. First off, patient does not use illicit drugs and does not drink alcohol. Next one family history, three siblings all die. From stage 4 cancers in the liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, first of all. A mixed liver review system, patient's weight loss recently, first of all, patient's urinary urgency and frequency, first of all, patient has some depression symptoms, so first of all, mixed liver. Next we have a neurologic examination, to mental site examination, patient's awake and alert. So first of all, patient knows the year, first of all, patient does not know the exact date and month, first of all, patient knows the president of the United States is Biden, first of all, patient knows the next holiday is Memorial Day, first of all, 07 is 5 out of 5, first of all, patient has poor insight, first of all, patient also poor judgment, so first of all, 5-minute short-term recall is 1 out of 3, first up. A diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. First up, it shows background slowing, kind of consistent with dementia. First up, impression, dementia. First up, patient has significant short-term memory deficits. First up, patient also have a poor ability to take care of himself. First of all, patient has decreased ability with his activity daily living. First of all, patient does not know the exact date. First of all, his 5-minute short-term recall is a 1 out of 3. First of all, patient has poor insight and poor judgment. First of all, differential diagnosis will include Alzheimer's disease versus a frontotemporal lobe dementia. First of all, for a combination explained patient and the ex-wife of the above diagnosis. Next of all, I will recommend patient obtain a brain MRI camera to definitively evaluate for dementia. First of all, I will recommend patient follow with me after the brain MRI. First of all, I will also add the memantine 10 milligrams a day, one pill a day, memantine 10 milligrams once a day, to evaluate for we will also add memantine 10 milligrams once a day, for dementia, for starting summer. Also, a commission follow with me after the brain MRI in the month, first of all, this month at the end of the patient. I'm sorry, please go back to the top of the note. The date of service is April 25, 2023. Date of birth is December 28, 1950. Please change the date of service is April 25, 2023. Date of birth is December 28, 1950. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient, last name is Pan, T-A-N. First name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Their visit is on May 12, 2023. Their birth is April 1, 1971. Referring to physicians Lorena Tan. Next we have Dr. Tan. I have the pleasure to see Deborah today for initial evaluation for headaches. Next we have chief complaint of headaches. And next we have history president of nutrition. So it's 52-year-old female, chief complaint of headaches. First time, patient tells me that she's been having headaches for many years. First time, she's been having headaches since she was 40 years old. First time, she would have headaches once a week. First off, usually between the eyeballs. So first off, it's she has light sensitivity. First off, a patient tells me when she looks at the screen, kind of makes her headaches worse. So first off, there's no sense sensitivity. First off, there's no nausea. First off, that headache intensity is 7 out of 10. First off, there's no hemiparesis, everybody sensory changes. So first off, it can last the whole day usually. First off, ibuprofen does help the headaches. So first off, next we have a past medical history, high blood pressure, next number, current medication, Metamucil, next number, fish oil, next number, past surgical history, endometrial ablation. And next we have allergies, no known child allergies. Next we have social history, patients married with two children. First off, patients in public health. First off, patient does not smoke. First off, patient drinks alcohol 1 to 2 drinks a week. First off, patient does not use the list of drugs. Family history, mother of rectal cancer, first, and high cholesterol and high blood pressure. First off, father of lung cancer, high cholesterol and high blood pressure. First off, maternal grandmother of Parkinson's disease. First off, patient do not put a reduced system. Next, pair of impression, tension, headache versus migraine headaches. First off, her description of headaches is likely a tension headache, a common more so than migraine headaches. First off, she has a headache in the center of her head. First off, denies any significant sound sensitivity. First off, however, she does have light sensitivity. First off, I would like to try her on a trial of Imitrex. First, I come up to see if this would help the headaches. First, I'm going to start a recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, of all, I will start a patient on Imitrex at 50 milligrams once a day as needed as a trial. First, I'm going to see if this is a migraine headaches. First, if the Imitrex is effective for the headaches, then this is likely migraine headaches. First, otherwise, she most likely suffer from tension headaches. First, then I will start her on the daily prevention medication. Explain to patient the medication side effects. First up, recommend patient to follow with me on June 12, 2023. First up, explain to patient common side effects from the medication. First up, next we this marks as notification. Next patient, last name is a WAMG. First name is the AI space KUAM. Date of visit is February 3, 2023. Next paragraph. Referring physician is chief complaint is insomnia. Next paragraph president is date of birth is December 29, 1964. Chief complaint of insomnia. Next of a patient is a 59-year-old female. Called chief complaint of insomnia. First of a patient tells me that she's been having insomnia for many years. Patient tells me that her insomnia has worsened since December of 2022. Patient tells me that she's having a lot of anxiety symptoms and worry symptoms. Patient has sometimes palpitation symptoms. Patient tells me that she's worried about a lot of things. It's keeping her up at night. It may take her up to 2 hours to fall asleep. In August of 2022, come a patient of gynecological surgery with bladder rupture surgery. Since then, she's been having significant difficulty sleeping at night. First off, she will wake up several times a night. First off, denies any snoring, denies any witness process of breathing during sleep. First off, next to paragraph, past medical history, bladder surgery and uterus surgery. Next to her medication, pantoprazole. Next to allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Next, our social history, patient single with no children. First off, patient does not smoke. First off, patient does not drink alcohol. First off, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, our family history, there's no family history, similar medical condition. Next, our review system, patient's weight loss, hair loss, palpitation, acid reflux, and urinary frequency. First off, next, our impression. Impression, insomnia, insomnia symptoms that come out likely due to underlying medical conditions. So for a patient also, patient has a gynecological surgery back in August of 2022. Common since then, she has significant insomnia symptoms. So for a patient also likely suffer from anxiety disorder. First up, explain to the patient that anxiety disorder may also perpetuate the insomnia symptoms. So for a next level, explain to the patient diagnosis. Next level, recommend patient for a trial of trazodone 50 milligrams 1 pill cubic chest as needed. To first time, explain to the patient common side effects of the medication. First time, next level. Also, explain to the patient sleep restriction therapy and behavioral modification therapy. First step, I recommend patient to perform the sleep restriction therapy. First step, explain to her in details the sleep restriction therapy. First time, next level. I recommend patient file with me on March 6th of 2023. First step, next step, part of this marks a denotation.